insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح من سواه لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, I am Abdulrazza Bahrani and this is Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach and method, relying on God and seeking His guidance, help and support. In the series of lectures, I try to focus on the Tawheed in the Noble Quran. Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين.
In the previous session, we started talking about different ideas regarding regarding the beliefs being fitri. And what does it mean that a special belief or inclination is fitri? When we say that the human's inclination and belief in Allah the Almighty is fitri, what does it mean? In the previous session, we talked about one of the ideas, and that was when we are facing a trouble, in the face of the difficulties and hardships, we seek refuge in Allah the Almighty, and that is the same thing that we are talking as being fitri. And the second explanation, and there are a second group of the Islamic scholars that they say, there's a special treaty and there's a special pact between human being and his Lord, and that promise has been given in a world called Alam-e-Dhar. And they say that this promise and this pact that has been made in Alam-e-Dhar is the reason for inclination of human being toward Allah the Almighty, which we call it a fitri inclination and belief in Allah the Almighty. And Allah the Almighty talks about this issue in the Holy Quran in verses 172 and 173 of Surah A'raf. Allah the Almighty says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. And Allah the Almighty says, when your Lord brought from the children of Adam, from their loins, their descendants, and made them bear witness upon their own selves, say, am I not your Lord? They replied, yes, indeed, we do bear witness. And Allah the Almighty continues that we asked them this question, and we told them, and we asked him to bear witness so that in the future, in the on the day of judgment, he cannot deny it and he cannot say that we were neglectful of this fact and we didn't know that there's a Lord for this world and that you were our Lord. So Allah the Almighty in this verse of the Holy Quran says that there has been a stage and there has been a special world in which Allah has asked the human being to bear witness that Allah the Almighty is the Lord of the world and human being. And therefore, there's no excuses left for a human being so that he can take refuge in that excuse in the hereafter and say that we were neglectful of that, or for example, to say that because our fathers and forefathers, they were polytheists and we were a generation after these polytheists, and therefore we didn't know about Allah the Almighty, and do you destroy us and do you perish us, do you chastise us because of what our fathers did? For example, our fathers became polytheists and they changed believing in Allah the Almighty, and we were born in a polytheist family. No, Allah the Almighty says that within yourself you have given every human being, he has been in Alamazar and he has bore witness that he has borne witness that there's no Allah, no God but Allah the Almighty. And so every human being has confessed and he has testified a kind of testimony that repels any kind of excuses and hampers any kind of excuses in the hereafter. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion in the upcoming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah.
Listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. You can also send us your emails and comments at englishradio@irib.ir.